This is Ty. Find Your Beast with Ty. Here we go. We ready to start with the why in life. Why is it so important to us today and every day? We have the responsibility for your life. Know that it is you that will get you where you want to be. No one else can. Les Brown talks about this. And as working through your why, we have to understand that there's a difference in what you can do versus what someone else can do. The why is the world has you. And as the world has you, you get an opportunity to make a difference in yourself. And the only way we can make a difference in ourselves, we need to change. Before you change, you have to change what goes into your mind. What are you doing daily at the beginning of the day? What are some things that you're doing, things that you're trying to change up about yourself, things that you want to make a difference in? Ask yourself, how can you make a difference throughout your life in understanding yourself? That's the first thing. What can we do to make a difference and change ourselves? We have to change what goes into our mind. That's why I've disconnected years ago from the news. The news is no good. The news is not going to work. Because there's nothing really good in the news, if you really think about it. And today, as we talk on the podcast and also live here on the Facebook group, do you have a written vision for your life? If you don't, go ahead and put that as your homework. Do I have a written vision for my life? It helps you to understand your why the world has you. Take a few moments to write down your vision. I'll stop for a second and I want to give you a chance to write down your vision. What do you vision for yourself? Mine is to help people develop their purpose and create a learning environment within themselves and to help them find their true why in life. That's it. And as we find that true why in life, that's how we get better. That's how we tend to do better, by helping someone else. Not focusing on our own, I call it undercover pity party. Sometimes that's what it is, an undercover pity party. And that's just the way it is. We all get there. We all become critical of ourselves. We tend to put ourselves down. Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves based on being mad at people or whatever else we got going on. So today we're going to focus on our why and then ask ourselves, do we know our goals? Have I set aside my goals? Years ago, I set aside my goals. I set aside what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't want to do anything. And then I changed it up. I made a difference. I said to myself, this is some things I think will help me. Are you passionate about what you do? Because a lot of times they have found in many studies that most people don't like their jobs. 85% don't like their jobs. They don't like what they do. That's the reason why they beat up the alarm clock. I was that person many years ago. Used to beat my alarm clock. Make my alarm clock go crazy. Because I said, nope, I'm not getting up. Don't want to do it. Don't want to make it happen. This is driving me crazy here. Why me? Why do I need to do this? Why is it that this alarm clock is trying to drive me crazy? So I had to stop myself for a second and say to myself, clock, it's not the clock's fault. It's my fault. Because I don't want to make a difference in myself. Don't want to make a difference in what I want to do, whatever I want to be in life. So I had to stop for a second and write down my passions. I had to write down my passions. My top three passions was to help people, educate people, bring them up to their next level, to help them find their true potential in life. So when I started doing that, I started saying to myself, okay, all right, you got your passions. You got all this stuff under control. You have these different things in which you're ready to go. Now what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, you got to kind of make a difference. You got to say something different to yourself, your top three passions. Remember to communicate your passions to your team, usually your family first, and then whoever you work with, your cohorts. Because then that's going to help you change up things and do things better throughout your life. Why are you not passionate now? Why are you not passionate now? Why? A lot of times it's based on our circumstances. Oprah talks about, with every experience, you are alone. You're painting your own canvas right now. Thought by thought, choice by choice, we're making our own canvas. You have that opportunity to make your own canvas. To be able to do that, to be able to shake things up. But we have that opportunity. Are we taking advantage of those opportunities? So I'm here to tell you, sometimes we don't. We all do it. First, it starts with internal love. We have to love ourselves. How many out there truly love themselves? They truly love themselves, not because someone tore you down or tried to tell you that you were stupid or dumb or whatever else, but do you love you? Love yourself, forgive yourself, and just be true to you. What makes you work? What makes you tick? That's what you have to ask yourself. And as we make these differences out here, we have to ask ourselves, how I treat myself sets the standards for how others would treat me. How I treat me is the way others are going to treat me. If I treat myself poopy, talking bad about myself, putting myself down, beating myself up, well, guess what? Those are things that set the tone for how do I want to be in life. What things that I want to do different? Steve Morobe talks about that in a quote. We can control very little in life, except these things. How we prepare for what happens. We can control very little, but we can control how we prepare. So what are you doing daily to prepare in your life? Am I watching the news? I'm on Facebook all the time, just scrolling through negative stuff. What are you doing? How we respond to what happens. Now that's always the big one, because we responding to the Rona virus and all this is happening. Now, it's all about perspective. Some people like being able to work from home. I know I have some friends now, they actually like telecommuting from home. They don't have to drive into work. They don't have to get fully dressed. They walk around in their sweats. They love working from home. It's all about your perspective. I kind of sometimes like being at home at least 3 days a week. And the other 2 days, okay, it's kind of good to be home. I get most of the chores done during the weekday. Don't have to do anything on the weekend. I actually can relax I don't know what I did before. I must have left the house a hot mess. It must was just a hot mess going on out there. So it's okay. I'm half of the time house husband, half the time working. Still getting 36, 40 hours in. But I'm more effective now on certain days. I'm able to break up the monotony, clean up a little bit, do a little bit. So it's how I respond. Now, I could have been over here in undercover pity party. But I said, I'm going to make use of this time. I get to stay home, work, still see people virtually, talk to them on the phone, still working. So we have to understand, without knowing or understanding our why, our purpose in life, we can't respond, but only react to it. The reason why we only can react to it, because we don't know where we're going. We don't know who we are. Ask yourself that. Who are you? Will you respond or will you react to life? Because tomorrow's not promised, but we can prepare for tomorrow. We can prepare for 2021. We get an opportunity to do that. But it's whether or not do we take advantage of that? Do we make a difference in ourselves, love ourselves, forgive ourselves, and challenge ourselves to the next level? What is it that you can do? What is it that you get to do? Do we react or do we respond to life? So these are some questions. This will be part of your homework. Do you understand your values? Do you understand your values? Go ahead and list your top three values in life. What's your top three values? My top three values is to respect people, value them, include them, treat people good and fairly, challenge them and include them and acknowledge them. Speak to people. We walk by people, we don't even speak to them. Really? You just walked by a human being, we didn't speak to them. What is your true success in our why? What is your true success? Bringing people up. That's mine. If I bring you up and you feel better, maybe a little nugget helped you that day, good. I fulfilled my purpose that day. Most of us have way more potential than what we do daily. All of us do. We have more potential. I almost didn't get this podcast going because I thought I was going to have technical difficulties. But I got it going because I'm not going to let technical difficulties stop me from doing what I'm here to do. I'm going to give you, this is what the resolution need to be, is know our purpose. Know why you're here. Why you're here every day. Write it down. Look at it. Read it till you understand it. Does it make sense to you? Does it make you feel good? Does fear truly cause stress in your life? Or is stress your friend? I believe it's both. I believe fear causes stress, but we need stress to make us get up out of the bed sometimes. If people didn't have no stress and you had tons of money, you wouldn't get out of bed. Some of y'all wouldn't get out of bed. You wouldn't move. You just lay around and be like Adam Sandler was in that one movie, and I just drew a blank on it, where he had a lot of money, and his grandfather said that he had to actually do every grade again because he was a slacker, because he spoiled him, gave him too much money. So I think stress, we need some stress, not over stress, but I'm talking about some stress to make you get your butt moving. Sometimes we need something to pull us up out of the bed. I think it's stress. Sometimes we need that fear. You know, if you have a fear of losing your house, losing your car, losing just your basic needs because you didn't go to work, well, you need that stress. So it's not a bad thing. We need some form of stress to make us do things. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you up at night? You know what truly keeps me up at night is not being able to help enough people. Because I know there's people out there hurting. I know that I don't get a chance to reach everybody. But to watch someone hurting and I can't help them. Maybe they never saw the podcast. Maybe they never heard anything. Maybe I can't talk to them one-on-one. That's what keeps me up at night. When I know my fellow people are out there hurting. And if you haven't said something good to yourself, I'm going to tell you right now. I love you. I love you. Sometimes people got to say something good to somebody. It's okay to say something good to somebody. You never know if somebody need that. We all need a little love. Why do we not know our purpose? Why is it that people don't know their purpose? We don't got tons of self-help books out there, tons of podcasts, whatever blogs, whatever's out there. Why is it people don't know their purpose? Why is it the average person don't know why they're here? I think we're afraid. Are we afraid of our authentic self? I was. 20 years ago, I was afraid of me. I allowed me to be consumed, the true me. When I was 10 years old, I was bold. Then I had to go back in my late 20s, back to that old 10-year-old that was bold and just was going to be me. Me is what got me here. And that helped me understand the world has me. I'm here for a reason. I got to share my gifts. You can't eat your own gifts. You got to give your gifts away. I want to die empty. I want to be, woof, that's it. I'm done. I'm finished. Bigger or better, more sounds better than your value to others or the world is in who you are being. Not in what you're doing. Are you being nice? Are you being kind to yourself? Are you loving on your fellow people? If you being got your cranky pants on, you just need to own it. Because sometimes we all get them cranky pants on. I try not to leave mine on too long. I try to leave them cranky pants off. I try to get rid of them cranky pants. Now that ain't feel good. It don't make nobody feel good if you got your cranky pants on. Now, I still love you. Cranky pants at all. Just call it. Just say, I got my cranky pants on. Okay. Well, let me help you get them cranky pants and let's burn those. Let's get rid of them cranky pants. Are you somebody now? Are you somebody now? Yes, you are somebody. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not somebody. Tell your kids that you are somebody. Tell your grandkids. Some of us old enough to have grandkids out there. Tell your grandkids you are somebody. Don't wait till they grow up and say, you're going to grow up to be somebody. They used to tell us that. I was like, ain't I somebody now? Self, tell it to you. Others, they are somebody. That's going to be the new mantra. You are somebody. That's your why. You somebody. You here for a reason. The world has you. This is a new day. What have you done to add value to yourself, to others? You really haven't lived today until you've done something for someone who cannot repay you. They cannot repay you for what you've done. That's a good feeling. How many people out there have done something for somebody and they knew the person couldn't repay them? That's a good feeling. When people come up to you and say, hey, I don't know if you knew this, but you shook me up there. You got me going. Now, I was probably in pity party. Yeah, I was in pity party. I was in my undercover pity party, and I was frustrated a little bit. Then this person, boom, come tell me, hey, I don't know. Hey, whatever you say, you kind of helped me out. Now, I was kind of tired, and I was kind of grumpy. I had on my grumpy pants, my cranky pants. That's what I call them, the cranky pants. Then all of a sudden, boom, it changed up different. It changed up to be different. Now, we got our why. Now, there's some techniques we're going to have to do to find and start with the why. Ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? The world has you. That's the why. Now, what are you here to do? What are you here to do? What are you here to do? Why am I here? What's my belief? What's my purpose? What's my top three gifts? What's my passion? What things can we do to change what's going on up in here? How can I make an impact one person at a time? Don't have to be a big crew. If you're making an impact in someone's life, one person at a time, guess what happens? It spreads. It's like a domino effect. It keeps going. As you become more into yourself, you're going to move more into leadership roles of understanding your why. We're all leaders. If you're at home, you're in charge of your home. If you're grown folks, you're in charge of your home. See, Martin Luther King talked about what I believe. As I believed, I believe someday. So what do you believe? What do you believe about you? What do you see for yourself? If you do things easy in your life will be hard. If you do things hard in your life will be easy. You get to change it up. Let's talk about what things can we work from the inside out. How can we touch our heart? How can we touch our soul and make that connection? Bring it all together. Most people communicate what Simon Sinek talks about, not why. They communicate what and how they're going to do something, but they don't tell me why they're doing it. Why are they doing it? Little kids, they always ask you, why, mommy? Why, daddy? Why are we doing it this way? People do business with you because of your why. Why are you in business? Why are you going to that job? What is the purpose of you going to that job? They say 1 out of 20 know why they go to work. 1 out of 20 know why they go to work. 1 out of 20. So only 19 don't know why they go to work. 19. Only 1 know why they go to work. They have a reason to be here. So ask yourself, what do you believe about your life? What do you believe about you? What do you believe that you can do? What's that gut telling you? What's that gut sensory? As you walk in your spiritual self, what is that gut sensory when you get in that spirit, that deep part of yourself? So the why is the core circle. That's the purpose. That's what we believe. That's your cause. That's why you here. That's why you're trying to make a difference in yourself. Then how is the process? That's a process. Now, a lot of people want the what. They want the result. They jump right to the result, but they don't know why they're doing it. Now, there's a lot of smart people that can get to the result, what we do, or they want to do what you're doing, but they don't know why they're doing it. They don't know why you're doing it. Some people want your life, or you might want their life, but you don't know why they did it. You don't know you don't know none of that. You don't know why they got there. Why was their purpose? What was the purpose of getting there? What's the purpose of being there? Don't put yourself down. You have a purpose too. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do? Tell me, people. I want to hear from people out there in the group. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? I get these amazing answers. Then ask yourself, why not today? Why not today? List all the things that's stopping you throughout your change. What's stopping you? List them. And then say, is it really stopping you, or are you just saying I ain't gonna do it? The only competition is you. The only competition and limit is you. That's it. You're the master and the captain of your soul. Now, I know some people don't believe that. I love you. Regardless, if you don't believe it now, just keep saying it to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and own it. You create your own beauty with your attitude. It's your attitude. That's it. Your behavior and your actions is all up to you. We get to respond to it. We get to respond to it. We get to make a difference. Now, what have we learned in our summary here? The summary of your why. What needs to be let go in your life? What needs to be let go in your life? There's something that's holding us back. It's usually fear. Usually criticism. Just go for it. Stop overthinking it. I was that person. I was a perfectionist. It had to be so perfect. It had to be wonderful. It had to be magical. Make your own magic. Believe it. Who has opened doors for you? Who has opened doors? Who's helped you? Who's helped open doors for you? Who has shaken things up for you? I'm going to give a shout out to my friend, my little sis, Tammy. She knows who I'm talking about. She's listening out there. She has helped me. And I'm going to give another one out here to Jeff. Jeff A. I don't want to give people's full name because I don't want people to feel embarrassed or anything. But they have helped me out. I'm just giving some mild shout outs. Also, I'm going to give another one out to Dave. Dave C. My brother from another mother. I'm going to give him a shout out too. I had to give him a shout out. If he's listening, he know who I'm talking about. Then ask yourself, what doors can you open for others? What doors can you open for others? You have that opportunity. You have that opportunity to open doors for others. You have some keys. Then what outcome are you looking for? What is that big picture? What do you believe? What is the outcome you're looking for? What are the three things you could do in the next 90 days that would make a 50% difference in where you're in the year? 50% difference. That's a lot. I'm not talking about no resolutions. I mean, what three things you could do in the next 90 days that could make a 50% difference in where you're in the year? What is your next step? What is the next step for your why? What is the next step for your why? What is it that we need to do now? We ready to jump off the cliff? We're ready to go for it? We're ready to believe in ourselves? I'm not telling you quit your job. Don't get me wrong. Keep your job. I got a bunch of jobs. But I'm talking about your work. I'm talking about the work, the why. That's a little deeper. That's where you love to be. That's your pool. That's where you're working. You getting that work on. A lot of times you bring your work to your job. That's good. You want to bring your work to your job. Because sometimes you might need a little shit. You might need to shake things up. Any questions? Any questions? Okay. Here's some nuggets. Learn. Focus on your purpose. Start an inclusive environment now. Include people. Ask for help. It's okay. 10 things that require zero talent. You don't even need no talent on this one. Being on time. Work ethic. Effort. Body language. Energy. Attitude. Passion. Are you passionate? Do you have that passion? Learning, being coachable, just sitting there listening. I listen to 5-6 different people all day. Even while I'm sitting here working on emails. Just doing that little extra, going out of your way, just being nice or kind to yourself or others. And then all of a sudden, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So being prepared. Now, if you want the slides, hit me up with a message. We'll go forward from there. All right. Your why has to be greater than your I in your life and future success. Eric Thomas talks about that. Your why has to be greater than your I. Like, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. I don't want to get out of this bed today. No. I have a reason why I go to work. I got to get my butt up and go that extra mile. I got to do something different. I got to get on up. The world has you. Now, as we stop and go to that next level in our lives, make a difference out there, people. Shake it up. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Because remember, all those are chains when we don't love ourselves. It binds us to be stuck. Till you shake those chains, those shackles off your feet, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be enslaved to those chains. When you don't love yourself, when you don't make a difference in you, you don't work more on yourself than you do your job. That's a job. Jobs are temporary. Your work is your why. That's your calling. That's why you're here. That's why you're here to make a difference. Dude, is everybody going to like you? No. You still love on them anyway. You still show them the love anyway. It's okay. It's okay. They're not going to like you. Because you're fulfilling your purpose, not theirs. Remember, if they don't like you, it's because their personality is their poopy land. It's their reality. That's their reality check. That ain't their why. They just haven't woken up. The why is just sleep. They're just sleeping right now. So some of the references, Art of Why by Steven Lukenbach, Start with the Why by Simon Sinek, Great Leaders Ask Questions by Bob Tide. Those are some of the references I use there. I just want to bring that to you about working on the why. If anybody wants any more references or one-on-ones, let me know. All right. I'll talk with you later. Thank you again. Find your beast with Ty. Much love. Enjoy your new year. Just in case I do another one, enjoy your new year. Make a difference in you. Love you. I know you haven't said that to yourself. I'ma tell you, I love you. Booyah. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Have a good day.